mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two on this Wednesday, the 8th of September, 2004 edition. Coming up, new developments concerning the Russian tragedy. Also, Kitty Kelly's new book, getting into Bush's alleged bisexuality that we've heard a lot about in the past. We'll cover that. We'll also get into just a ton of police state news. Also, Kerry waving a gun at a photo op that he would ban under legislation he's tried to get passed, and just so much more. You do not want to miss that's coming up. Right now, for the next 20, 30 minutes or so, and then we'll get back to your calls, I am honored to have Scott McComber on the broadcast with us. He's a writer for American Spectator magazine, a very conservative publication that has done a lot of good work in the past. And he was there in New York while I was there, and I've interviewed AP reporters. I've talked to reporters from Pacifica who were just randomly grabbed, had their tapes and notes stolen from them. Well, this is a conservative, and his story is amazing, what happened to Sean McComber. Sean, it's good to have you on with us.
Well, glad to be here.
You bet. We're about to break here in a minute, but just in a nutshell, tell us about what you were doing in New York, what happened to you, and then I want to get into what happened when you were inside the makeshift jail and the rest of it.
Well, basically what happened was I was covering a protest that had just really gotten underway, and the police wrapped an entire street in orange mesh fencing and basically said everybody was inside the mesh was under arrest. And, despite the fact that I was clearly not a protester dressed in a suit, and I had congressional press credentials, and despite the fact that the Secret Service showed up to make sure I wasn't one of these people that had stolen credentials to infiltrate the convention, as a few other people did at a couple points during the convention, I went through a 40-minute interview with these Secret Service people. They thoroughly confirmed who I was. Not a lot of fun, for those of you who haven't had the experience. I say turn it down if you can. But anyway, so the Secret Service says, yes, this guy is who he says he is. He's a reporter. And the New York police officer on duty, the DCPI person in charge, basically their publicity person, the person, the press liaison, said, no, take him away anyway. So I was arrested, and I was held for 15 hours without having my rights read to me or any explanation of what I was being charged with. And on top of that, they had let it fly that I was with a conservative magazine. And so by the time I was put on the bus with the other protesters, the other arrestees, the other perps, as we were all called, I was the enemy. I was the bad man. So it's kind of interesting because, people who have seen my writing understand that I come at things from kind of more of a libertarian bent. Although still, to your average protester, that probably doesn't mean anything, except that, when they were all shouting at me about now you know how it feels, there's other people in this country concerned with state power than a bunch of dirty hippies, basically. They're not the only ones who care about what's going on, and but they're convinced they are, so I had a rather unpleasant evening, although, to their credit, some of the lower-ranking police officers apologized to me and said they thought it was totally out of line. And some of the protesters were nice to me in that, you poor, misled, heartless person,
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to go over in detail what you just went over more specifically, and then I want to get into what happened inside the camp on Pier 57. And much more. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with American Spectator journalist.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if your station carries the news, you just missed some incredible information, but we're about to recap it and go into more detail. Sean McComber is a writer for American Spectator magazine, a very conservative slash libertarian publication. And I have talked personally to an AP reporter who was arrested for no reason randomly. I've interviewed. We're going to be having him on the show. But while I was in New York, a senior Pacifica reporter who also went to Iraq and made documentaries there, he had his videos stolen out of his bag. He was only arrested for an hour. They stole his stuff, laughed at him, and gave it back to him, his video and audio. And there are scores of other articles of this happening. They would wrap an even permitted protest. They would just wrap a big orange fence, that construction fence, around you and then arrest everyone, including 15-year-old children coming home from functions, old ladies in wheelchairs, French, American, British tourists. And that happened to Sean McComber, and we have his article that he wrote about this posted on InfoWars.com. It's also at TheAmericanSpectator.com. So we'll be going over that with him. Just describe it for us. You get to New York. Tell us what day this happened, what you were covering. I mean, in detail, describe the events that took place. Because I don't think listeners, until they see the film I'm going to make out of this called Martial Law, understand. I was threatened with arrest 3 separate times a day, at least. I was detained twice, once for over an hour and a half. I was shoved. I was squeezed. They would grab my arm and just squeeze it with hatred. I was clean cut. I had congressional, as he said, congressional high-level passes into the center, into the floor, okay? And these were for citywide passes. The cops were supposed to bow down to these. I could go on the floor and get 10 feet from George Bush Sr., from Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife and kids, and I did, okay? But I could be 8 miles away in anywhere in front of a fountain doing interviews with people, and cops would run over and scream and cuss and threaten us. And it came out the last day that we were there on Friday that there was a memo given to the police by their boss, the commissioner, how to ask if somebody was independent media, how to harass them, if they were mainstream media, how to kiss up to them. And it's just incredible. It's like being in Iraq or something where they've been ordered to target independent journalists. And this was martial law, folks. When they can just randomly arrest you or threaten to arrest you, they smash a lady's camera that we were with right in front of us and rip the film out. For photographing a homeless person and giving her $5, and the idiot cops, I was sitting there videotaping it while it happened. And yeah, a lot of cops by themselves were real nice, but in these groups, this group mentality, this brown shirt mentality took over. But again, that's enough of me introducing this. Sean McComber, writer for American Spectator, go over what happened to you, please.
Well, basically what happened was I was covering a protest down by Ground Zero, and I honestly hadn't even been planning on heading over there because there were so many protests and so many spots going on that day. I thought because of the location, it might be interesting. Anyway, this protest barely got underway, maybe 30 seconds. There's a short street over by Ground Zero. People started to march across it. And
now, let me stop you. That's the one right there by the Millennium Hilton?
Right.
Okay, just so you know, I got video then of you being arrested. I was across the street. I heard cops talking. It was a permanent protest, by the way. They said, we got an orders to arrest them, and I saw them start unfurling the fence, and I stood back and videotaped this as U.S. military laughed as you guys were being arrested. So I was. That was Tuesday, wasn't it? Or was it?
It was. It was. It was Tuesday around 4 o'clock.
Yeah, at about 4 o'clock. I was there. I was there, and I saw it coming, so I stayed out of it. But please continue.
Right. Well, the interesting thing is I was interviewing people, basically doing my job, and I noticed the tension start to rise just as they crossed the street. If you were there, you might recall, the light changed so that people could use the crosswalk, and then it started flashing the don't walk signal, and cops started yelling, arrest them, arrest them, the people in the street that were still in the crosswalk. And at that point, I decided I better get out of the way. So I started to cross the street, and a police officer said, no, go up ahead of the protest and cross at the next block. And, you know, lots of other people were just walking right by this guy, but, you know.
Yeah, that's another thing they do. Once they get you in a protest, they cordon things off and herd you into an area.
Yeah, so anyway, so by the time I get up to the next block, My whole crime at this point is listening to a police officer and doing what he said. By the time I get up there, they've blocked off the whole side of the street and the front of the march with bikes, cops on bikes. And
there's a blimp overhead and three helicopters.
Right, and they make an announcement that, basically everybody move on. And it was an impossible thing to do because the police had... The police were actually impeding the march from moving forward, yet they said if the march didn't move forward, everybody would be under arrest.
Yeah, that's what they do. We've seen this nationwide.
And so 30 seconds later, they unfurl this orange fence, and I said to the cop up at the end of the thing, I said, this is what your colleague said down there, and these are my press credentials, and he said, oh, don't worry, you'll get out. For the next 2 hours, that's all I heard. Don't worry. Don't worry. The Secret Service showed up to make sure I wasn't, somebody who had stolen these passes.
Now, again, they had announced that everybody was under arrest in this group.
Right. And so the Secret Service takes me out of the pen, and myself and an AP reporter, actually, or an AP intern who had the same congressional passes, and they do all this stuff. They call my hotel. They ask me the same questions over and over again. They asked me why I'm carrying multiple IDs. The reason why I was carrying multiple IDs is one of them was my wife's old license. So it was, I don't have an alias as a short blonde woman. But anyway, so I go through this whole hassle, and then finally say, yes, this guy is who he says he is. The Secret Service tells the NYPD, this guy is who he says he is. He's accredited. He's all set. And the New York Police Department says, well, we're going to arrest him anyway, disturbing the peace. I didn't find out that's what I was being arrested for until 15 hours later, because I didn't have my rights read to me, and I wasn't told why I was being held. I was moved all over the city and handcuffed and basically just, you know, hassled throughout the whole thing.
Okay, you were in Pier 57 for a while you were being transferred. Some people stayed there for over 24 hours. You were only there for a few hours from when I read in your article. But let me just stop right there. Okay, I'm across the street videotaping all this, and I didn't even realize that I'd caught the protest that you were in covering. Understand, this was an accredited march. The next day they went and got an injunction against the city, because the next day I was there, and they were threatening to arrest another protest. It was up at Ground Zero. They had the cops with the machine guns, the U.S. Army with the machine guns. They had the helicopters and the blimps, and they were getting around us again. And I had cops run over and threaten to arrest me. And I just said, I'm going to sue you. I got your badge number memorized. This is all on video, by the way. This is America, folks. Accredited marches, peacefully standing there, and you get arrested or threatened to be arrested by these people. This is the new America. This is martial law. Now, can you tell us about when you went to Pier 57? This is, again, this condemned building, this old bus station where they stored buses, huge, out over the big river there, the Hudson River. And you guys are in there, and the photos have been released of phones that got snuck in that could take photos. Barbed wire with Constantina inside. You had to ask permission to get out to go to the porta potty. Can you describe to us what it was like in there?
Yeah, it was basically, it looked like any small town dog pound, really. Cement floor, real dirty with just giant fences blocking people off. And there's probably groups of 40 or so people in every cage. And, there was just people all over the places, wherever you could see, and you could see the new people being processed here and there.
So inside this huge building, in 95-degree heat, you've got all these cages with barbed wire on top of them, with no bathrooms, people laying on the floor, 60 years of motor oil and chemicals where buses used to be stored, in this old 1930s building, and we would try to go and videotape the building, cops would run across the street and threaten to arrest us there.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, it was an interesting place. I'm sorry to hear that people had to spend 24 hours in there. So I was ready to go after 3, to tell you the truth.
Where did they take you after you were there?
Well, they took us on a bus for just, it seemed like, the most roundabout route to central booking, not far from where I was arrested, actually. And from there, we went through all the mugshot stuff.
So they took you to Center Street?
Yeah. Yeah, 100 or 1,000.
By the way, did you see the article where they took leaders of the protest to the mental institution?
No.
That was on New York One. What's the name of the big famous New York mental institution? Belleville?
Right.
Yeah, they took hundreds of people there. Wow. Like it's the Soviet Union or something.
Yeah, well, they were saying that, the funny thing is when this whole protest was gathering earlier in the afternoon, probably 3 o'clock, I heard the police saying to one another and to, certain protesters that were making conversation with them, that they had the capability to arrest 1,000 people a day. And I thought that was just strange because up until that point, only, less than 200 people had been arrested before Tuesday, I believe.
But they wanted to beef up the infrastructure. They want to train the cops in massive arrest and processing, and now state guards all over the country are gearing up for that, Sean.
Yeah, well, it was pretty intense experience, and I think you definitely touched on it earlier when you were talking about the groupthink, the kind of mentality that was going on, because there was definitely this feeling like they had been granted certain powers, and they were determined to use them, whether they were necessary or not.
That's right. Me cop, you little people. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
And Mike and Mike and Jimmy and everybody else, your calls are coming up here in the next segment, a bunch of other news. We're talking to Sean McComber, and he, of course, writes for American Spectator magazine. He's written an article about what happened to him there. And what the point he just amplified that I had made is that this was about being God. This was about the government being Lord. This was about not having any Bill of Rights or Constitution. I mean, just arbitrarily conservative, liberal reporters, people in suits, children. They were just arrested just because they wanted to arrest thousands of people and put them in camps. And then anarchists would set something on fire, a papier-mâché dragon or whatever the case may be, and then nothing would happen to them. They'd run off, and the cops would stand around and then arrest randomly a couple hundred people. And at any one time, they had over 1,000 people in this Pier 57. This is nightmarish. Just lying in motor oil, lying on the floor. And they're setting this precedent for nationwide implementation. I've got the government documents on it. Sean, before you went to New York or before you covered this, could you have imagined that it would have been this bad?
No, not at all. I mean, my general observation in various other protests I've covered is that there's tension that never really comes to fruition, and I understand that it does happen other places, and I've been, you know, the only things that I've felt like have been out of control when I've covered a riot. I covered something after a hockey game once where, you know, I ended up getting tear gassed with a bunch of people, but that was totally different. This was, you know, this was very much planned to go this way and to go out of control. And I would have never imagined that, you know, whole streets could be just cordoned off. And
well, yeah, when the Bulls win or lose, the Lakers win or lose, or some football team loses, there's routinely giant riots with deaths and cars being dumped over. But do you see them call out 41,000 police and helicopters and blimps and machine guns and dogs and hundreds of yards of orange fencing and setting up camps for that? No, you don't.
No, exactly. No, I've never seen anything approaching this. So it was definitely a surreal experience. I kept saying to the police officers in the booking area, you know, do you realize what's going on here? I mean, nobody is being protected from me, and not to mention, I wasn't assigned an arresting officer until after my interview with the Secret Service, and it had probably been 2 hours at that point. And this guy wrote out a police report on what I'd done. He wasn't even there when what happened.
But see, that type of corruption is now standard operating procedure. 20 years ago, a cop would go to prison for that. Now it's just normal. This is the new Soviet America. We got a few minutes left. We had, most of the protesters were informed and intelligent, but a lot of them were these communists. I didn't see any real anarchists. The anarchists are communists. The media calls them anarchists because communists aren't supposed to exist. And your article, you know, calls them communists. And we had them yell at us, threaten us, everything else, but it seemed like the cops were leaving them alone.
Right. Well, it was strange. And I'll tell you, I was... The final holding area I was in, you know, people made fun of me and were used me as a lightning rod. But in the Pier 57, I was actually spit on and kicked a couple times by people that just are so blinded by this idea of how angry they are about the state of things that they don't understand.
Well, they're into stereotypes because I have short hair and was dressed conservatively.
Right.
We had stuff thrown at us. We were death threatened.
Well, let me tell you what I think the problem is here. The problem is you never have 100% of the people interested in civil rights. Okay. I've done probably 40 radio shows on this now, and without fail, when a conservative calls in, he says it was my fault. And when a liberal calls in, they say, see, there's no problem with the police.
Let me stop you. You're saying idiot so-called conservatives, Soviets that didn't even know it, are calling you saying it's your fault. That's how groveling they are.
Yeah, and some have said, well, maybe it wasn't your fault, but it's not good for morale to criticize the police in this way.
Oh, let me stop you. Michelle Malkin, Savage, they're all on the air saying put people in camps that criticize the government. We've gotten to that point.
Yeah, and here this is exactly my point. Now, if this was the Democratic convention and it was happening, then it would be the exact opposite. And that's the problem. People are never interested, or the vast majority of people are never interested in arguing for civil rights at the same time. That is why during the Waco episode and Ruby Ridge and all that, you had conservatives arguing that civil rights were being violated. And now that their guy's in charge, there's a problem. You know, we need to get everybody on the same page and say, look, this is
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you finish after the break, then we'll go to calls. Stay 5 more minutes. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day. Living without health insurance, you can't afford not to have it. But affordable insurance can be hard to find, especially if you're a hard-working entrepreneur or if you work for a company that doesn't offer benefits. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee has a solution with their dependable, affordable health insurance plans. More than likely, they have a plan that fits your individual needs perfectly at a price you can afford. After all, if you can't pay the premium, all the insurance in the world is useless. We're here 24 hours a day to help, so call 800-807-5989. Don't gamble. Go to Midwest. Not available in all states. That toll-free number again is 800-807-5989. 800-807-5989. 800-807-5989.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're here blasting out on the AM and FM dial on wonderful affiliates from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island, from Pensacola, Florida to Denver, Colorado, from Albuquerque, New Mexico to Kansas City, Missouri. During the day, we're on Global Shortwave at 94.75 from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight at 32.10. I just want to spend a few more minutes with Sean McComber, American Spectator writer. Then we'll go to all these callers that are patiently holding, then into the Russia situation and just so much more. Sean, you know, talking about, I hear neocons who aren't real conservatives call in and go, Muslims killed people at that school. Let's nuke the entire Middle East and kill all of them. Well, that's the attitude that the Muslim terrorists have, is kill everyone. So how do we then go kill innocent women and children and suddenly we're good? It's this double think. Or, yes, liberals, when conservatives get beat up by police, pro-life demonstrators peaceably are arrested and beat up and have their arms broken. I have video of this for being 100 yards away from a clinic. They love it. But when it happens to them, they hate it. And this is the fake left-right debate that we get into. And, yeah, I had people on the streets hearing me do interviews that were critical of the police state, they go, shut up, you ought to be in a camp! Because they've been listening to Michelle Malkin, the neocon princess, and Mrs. Treason, Ann Coulter, who we had on, who writes a book about the Patriot Act, but then says on air she hasn't read it, when I've written award-winning analysis of it. We have Mr. Weiner, known as Mr. Savage, every day saying, put everybody in a camp that disagrees with the government. That's a quote. I mean, a forced labor camp, excuse me. And so now we wonder why the cops have this attitude. And I don't like you. You're going to jail, and you're not going to have a lawyer, or you're going to disappear. Some people for 48 hours. You were just in there for 15 or 16, as you said.
Right.
So go and then you say you've done 40 interviews since you were arrested, and that the so-called conservatives call in. I thought we conserve the Constitution, Bill of Rights. They call in and say, "Well, you just a good thing. What happened to you, boy? You just shouldn't have been out there reporting. You shouldn't be criticizing the cops. It ain't good for morale." Mm. So I guess in Nazi Germany, we shouldn't have criticized the SS because it isn't good for morale. So this idea has really gotten into the consciousness.
Well, yeah, and it's a byproduct of, I think, a lot of our other problems, which is, you know, this distillation of political discourse down into basically, you know, a sports game. It's like football fans being excited when somebody on the other team gets some sort of injury that takes them out of the game.
Exactly. They don't care. It's like Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford, Redskins versus Cowboys. The thinking process is switched off when both parties are controlled by the same people.
Right. And so you have this problem where people cannot see the hypocrisy of it. They can only see whether their side is winning or losing, which is exactly why both parties can sound exactly alike and have no real criticism for it. And that's also exactly why there's never more than 50% of the people interested in civil liberties in America.
I got to stop you. That's a great point. Here's Arnold Schwarzenegger giving a speech about how they were afraid to look at the cops, how they could be secretly arrested in Soviet Austria when he was a child. Well, that's what they're setting up in America. That's what we were living outside the convention center. Then on top of it, Arnold's pro-abortion, anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-gay marriage, all this stuff. And the conservatives were praising him like it was the second coming of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. It's like, well, what can he do for us? Can he move the ball downfield? And that's what you get when
I had a Republican friend last night tell me that. He goes, "Well, it's a big tent, and Arnold can move it down the field." Yeah, move conservatives so far left, we're over there with Mao Zedong.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, they're moving the ball all right.
Right. Well, principle is counting for less and less, and that's unfortunate, and that's why people need to try and break out of this mentality. Although I have to tell you, I'm not that optimistic. having spent those 15 hours in jail, people say to me, you know, who's organizing these people? Well, you know, if these folks were organized, then the revolution's not getting off the ground, because there didn't seem to be any organizing factor there.
Well, let me ask you a question. What did you do when these punks, thugs above, thugs below, when these commies were kicking you?
Well, I just basically, you know, took it and just kept
Yeah, because you
down.
Probably would have been charged with assault if you'd have fought back.
Well, there was a sign up that actually said any fighting would result in an assault charge that could end up 8.5 to 25 years in jail. Now, that's probably an exaggeration, but the truth is, you know, people ask me where I was from to make sure that I was actually the evil conservative, and I would tell them, you know, but I'm interested in talking to people. I'll talk to anybody, no matter what they think. And there's some people, there's some protesters in there who wanted to talk to me. Although,
well, what did you say when the people kicked you?
Well, that's just it. They weren't interested in talking. There was no point in saying anything.
Shut up, capitalist pig!
Yeah,
you're gonna get it.
Unless you wanted to get into a physical altercation.
Too bad Stalin didn't kill you.
Right, and that's just.
Well, we had a bunch of commies. We had a bunch of commies at Central Park that I was trying to interview, put on their bandanas and start kind of threatening us, and I just said, "Bring it on, baby." When Michael Moore's bodyguard rammed into me, I just rammed right back into him. It freaked him out.
And I'm surprised you got anywhere near.
Lord Moore? Hey, listen, Sean, I want to thank you for coming on, and I thank you for illustrating what we saw here to a conservative-slash-libertarian writer. I experienced what you experienced, minus the arrest, being screamed at, being grabbed. They grabbed my elbow at a pressure point and just squeeze it with hatred and spit and you just yell in my face, I can arrest you right now, boy. And I finally just started saying, good, I'm going to sue you personally. I got your badge number.
Well, you know, people kept saying to me, that the police kept saying to two officers, one on the bus, one in Pier 57, kept saying, where are the heroes? Where are the heroes? And, you know, maybe it's true, but, you know, one act of heroism or, you know, however many these individual officers that is not a blanket statement that you can do whatever you want for the rest of your life. And I'd just like to say one more thing, which is, you know, yeah, I'm on here as a conservative libertarian writer, but the fact of the matter is this is what happened to people, you know, and the sooner people can start thinking in those terms, like look at a situation and say not who did it happen to, but whether it was right or wrong, the sooner we'll be a more moral, you know, able to make more moral and reasonable decisions.
Well, I just want to warn conservatives, when Kerry or Hillary's in office, and this is happening to you, just remember, hey, thank you for joining us, Sean.
Hey,
and give folks
me.
The website for the American Spectator. Tell them the title of your article.
It's www.spectator.org, and the article is called Jailhouse Reds.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Well, there you heard it, folks, and it's exactly what we experienced. It was nightmarish. And having cops put their hands on you, you'd be sitting there interviewing somebody on the street with nobody around you. All of a sudden, a hand would just grab you. What the bleep are you doing? What do you think you're doing? I'm interviewing somebody. Are those press credentials real? Well, they are, but I have the First Amendment. That's my credential. Shut up! I'm doing the talking! Did I ask you to talk? And I'm like, this is obviously some former drill sergeant. And I'm going, I'm going to sue you. Go ahead and arrest me. I finally learned how to do that. They would instantly back off. If you were nice, man, ooh, they get the cuffs out. It was literally like tribal posturing, like I was a wildebeest posturing to another wildebeest. It was bestial. And, you know, I just was disgusting. It was disgusting to watch a woman cry, to have them write down her numbers. We're going to report you. We're going to see who you are. Smash your camera. Please don't. Please don't put me on the terror list. Oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes. Oh, please, officer, no. Oh, please, no. We're in control now. We've got the power, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, this is America, folks. This is what it's turned into. All right, let's talk to Pam in New Mexico, then Barry, Mike, Jimmy, and others. Let's go quick, callers. Pam, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to ask you two questions. One, are there pending lawsuits? You mentioned suing these people, these monsters. Are you going to sue, and are other people going to sue them?
No, I would tell them I'm going to sue you personally, and there are a bunch of lawsuits being filed, but most of these establishment lawyers don't know how to sue cops individually. But, yeah, there are a bunch of suits being filed.
Good, good.
By the way, the authorities don't care about telling cops to do stuff that will get them in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other question I had is, I've read Paul Joseph Watson's Order Out of Chaos, and I've read 911 Road to Tyranny, your book, and plus a bunch of others, including David Ray Griffin's book. And only in yours and Paul Joseph Watson's book have you mentioned this secret FBI document, 199IWF213589, that was issued 2 months prior to 9/11.
Ordering the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda and to protect the bin Ladens.
Right.
And we not only have that document, we have FBI agents talking about it in Masters of Terror at the National Press Club with Judicial Watch. But, yeah, that was in the BBC, the Times of London, and it's mainstream news, and we just put it in the books.
Right. And I wanted to tell you that I Googled that. I was in an argument with my uncle who said, no, this is not a 911, this is not an FBI document. And I said, yes, it is. And I Googled it, and I sent him a whole bunch of proof from the BBC and ABC and a whole bunch of stuff. And then
all we do is take the stuff over the last 3 years and point out the full spectrum, and there's always some new person claiming they broke the new news story, and frankly, we almost always broke it first.
Right.
Because I knew about 9/11 that was going to take place before it happened.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not bragging that we've got all the answers, but you know, people need to pay attention to what we're doing.
Yeah, but I just wanted to tell you, since then, subsequent to that, I got on and Googled it again, and some of the stuff that I had found before had all been erased.
Yeah, some stuff is happening, but we have all the articles saved in the 9/11 sections of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
But, I mean, I want to tell you, people are out there erasing things that were before on there, erasing whole sections of websites.
How deep was your search?
Well, probably not as deep as it could have been.
Okay, let me explain. And yes, stuff does get erased, but usually the search spiders go out and scan and look at what's being visited most. Those go at the top. And so if stuff isn't being visited a lot later, when you try to go to it, it'll be number 587 instead of number 1. So you've got to, you know, at the bottom of a search, will say search 1, search 2, search 3, search 4, search 5, down to search, 100. You've got to go deeper into search pages.
Uh-huh, right.
Hey, listen, good to hear from you. Keep it up, and God bless you.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Barry in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to touch base with you. I'm doing a special presentation on Saturday 9/11 at my local library, and I wanted to get some words of wisdom and some encouragement from you, because I'm going to show some video clips from your films and some others, and just try to get the community together to really talk about this and get out of their denial, man, because it's just starting to really...
Well, I would take the Zogby poll and go, so half of New Yorkers think the government carried out 9/11, not just let it happen, but consciously were involved. Half of New Yorkers in a Zogby poll. So I guess half of us are kooks now.
Yeah, you can rank me up there, I guess.
But, I mean, see, that's the point, is we are now the majority. We are going to educate everyone. It is going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm working on. You know, you've encouraged me to get out there and try to take a, start being a proactive.
Yeah, well, just tell the activist people that come that they want us to all feel like we're alone and we're the only ones that think the world is round or that Hitler is bad. But, no, we are the majority.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to do, though, was, like, before I even start speaking, I'm anticipating there's going to be a pretty good audience there. But, I wanted to say to the audience that any government agents have to declare themselves. they're welcome to be there, but they got
to declare. Well, they don't have to, and they won't, and I wouldn't scare people. And I would just talk about how we're the majority, we're the good people, we're exposing terrorists.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it.
By the way, there's so many of these 9/11 groups now, they don't have agents to go to all of them. And most of the agents that go, we're turning them.
Yeah. Hey, I had an experience a long time ago that I wanted to talk to you about. I got a hold of Udi Ofer at the Citizens for the Bill of Rights campaign or whatever in New York there.
Yeah.
I found out that they were linked to the American Civil Liberties Union. I didn't know that. But I tried to have a conversation with Udi about the difference between constitutional rights and civil rights, and he hung up on me, Alex. I wasn't sure I understood why he did that.
Well, I first came up with the idea to have cities and counties throw out the Patriot Act, just like I was imitating Henry Lamb's idea and Michael Lew's father's idea to have UN free zones. And I said we ought to have anti-Patriot Act, pro-Patriot zones.
Right.
And I put out an article about it, and then other people picked up on it. And that just shows how you can come up with a good idea and people will duplicate it.
Yeah.
And so the Civil Liberties Union got involved, and some chapters are good, some are bad, a lot of them are infiltrated, and they kind of watered it down, and they've got it passed, and again, in over 400 cities, 4 states, last time I checked. Mainstream media says 370 now, but it's over 400, I've counted them up. All I do is count up the ones they've got listed and then go out and find 50 more they don't have listed, and there were over 400. For those who don't understand, this is what civil rights is. Here's a microcosm example. Until 1888 or whatever, or no, 1868, you didn't have, if you wanted to marry a woman, and if she was of age and she consented, you would go to a pastor or a rabbi or whatever, or to a sea captain, whoever could do it, and you would be married. No state involved. But when they passed civil rights, this is just a microcosm example, one subsection of that was you've got to get a marriage license. The state has to certify it. Now, that was under 14th Amendment, which they said, well, we can't free all these black people. Abraham Lincoln said he didn't want to do that. We'll just make them wards of the state. But that was really for all citizens as well. It's bad for anybody. And so that's an example of what it was, is so black men couldn't marry white women, or so blacks couldn't start families and marry other blacks. There were articles written about it. That's what it is. And so a civil right is a privilege. A civil right, it means you're a ward of Rome. Rome was under civil law. They shifted us onto Roman law at that point, away from the Bill of Rights and the common law that was Jewish and came out of Mosaic law at Mount Sinai, then grew into the Magna Carta 1214 and 1776 with the Declaration of Independence July 4th, and then the 1788 and 89, and all of those movements. So for those who don't understand civil versus God-given or human rights, that's the difference, is that it made you wards of the state.
Can I mention one more thing to
you? Sure.
Concerning the illegal immigration issue, I did some research into the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. Have you read that?
Yes.
Article 10 says that at the appropriate time, that basically they're going to bring in all the Mexicans and give them citizenship. And it was written a long, long time ago. It looks like they're implementing this provision now. I'm not telling anybody. I don't know if that's the correct interpretation.
Well, that was in there, but this is really part of globalization, the Pan-American Union. Thank you for the call. We'll be back, and I'll get into the Russia situation, and we'll get to more of your calls. Everybody be patient. We will get to you. PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget, it's a powerful website, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Here's what I'm going to do. When we start the next hour, I'll go to Mike, Regina, and others, and then I'm going to hold calls for a while because I've got to detail just these massive stacks of news, folks. We've already covered a lot, but there's so much more. You do not want to miss it. Just briefly here, my new film, American Dictators, is out. It's 90 minutes long. It's 1995. It covers the staged election of 2004, Bush, Kerry, being cousins, being Skull and Bones. We go back to Bohemian Grove, to the gates of Bohemian Grove, interview locals. The film gets into Nader being controlled as loyal opposition. It gets into the police state that's unfolding. It gets into 9/11, some of the newest developments. Believe me, it's a film you want to have for those that love my films and have gotten the others. American Dictators, you need to have it. My other films are all over 2 hours. Take Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 44 minutes. It's $25.95 because it's that long. Order three or more of any of my 10 films. They drop down to $19.95 apiece. That's an $18 discount. So that's on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special. I've got my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror. I also carry George Humphrey's new video, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Huffman's 9/11 film, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, and his book. You just need to take advantage of this, folks. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart, or simply call toll-free to ask any questions about the films or to order them via credit card, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, you can sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, for monthly or yearly. And you can get the book I've written, Paul Watson's book, over 500 pages combined, 500-plus pages, all of my videos, a bunch of other videos, my weekly TV reports, text reports, the best radio interviews. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv, so sign up today. All right, I can't really do this justice now, but I'll start off, go into this in the next hour, and then go to your calls and back into all the other news. Ah, Bush, a bisexual. Mainstream news. We'll get into that. Hey, got to be into that to be a Christian conservative in the new Antichrist Christianity. Terrorists got orders from abroad, did not speak Chechnyan. This is from the official Russian news agency. Terrorists who seized a school September 1st were receiving orders from abroad throughout the three suspense-laden days, says Azabak Alazazov, President Putin's advisor for Northern Caucasian Affairs. And it says the men had their conversations not within Russia, but with other countries. They were led on a leash. One self-styled friend has been working for several decades, I deem, to dismember Russia. Yes, Putin, who's been caught blowing up three of his own buildings, caught planting bombs in the fourth building. Putin, who's been caught supposedly killing all the terrorists at the theater siege, turned out to be his men inside. This is mainstream news, folks. And with this new one, here's the Irish Examiner. Local police may have helped terrorists plan Russian siege. The militants who seized a school in Russia, killing more than 350 people. Wait, the police say they machine gunned the crowd and did that. May have had help from local police, an official admitted yesterday. Meanwhile, the president of Northern Ossetia, a southern province where the hostage drama unfolded, apologized for failing to avert it. I fully understand my responsibility, Alexander Dazagov told doctors and relatives of the wounded children in a hospital in the regional capital, not far from Bazina. Funny that he's apologizing. Our government, it gets worshipped for, quote, letting attacks happen and gets more control and funding and get cash bonuses. But in every other country, they have to apologize. He says, I want to beg your pardon for failing to protect children, teachers, parents, and the regional leader who looked distressed with tears in his eyes. Well, you haven't watched the American model, buddy. You should get a cash bonus and get to take people's freedoms. Police suspected of complicity in school siege, another headline. Get to that. Another headline, local police may have helped terrorists plan attacks. There's so much more news. Third hour coming up. I hope your station carries it.